If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to Spirits Podcast, episode 14, Ghosts of Orlando. That's such a good title, Julia. Good job.
Thank you so much.
We are so excited to give a couple of shout outs this week to some folks who have been great with us on Twitter. Misha of Ars Paradoxica and Bright Sessions fame.
We love you, Misha.
Two great shows. Check him out. John Grills of Small Town Horror, Entwined Podcast, Jess Amalia Rodriguez, the infamous Sergio, whose Twitter name I love.
It's every so time
good. I'm like, oh, it's the infamous Sergio. He tweeted us. Jim McDaniel of Our Fair City. McDonnell, sorry, my Irish cred is not too strong. Hallie Boda Speak. Tane, Zeke Gonzalez, Laura Hayes, Ian Kroll, Shannon Sawyer, Todd Faulkner of Uncanny County.
Thank you so much, guys. We love hearing from you on Twitter. You should definitely tweet at us. Tell us your thoughts. Tell us your suggestions. Tell us what you want to hear about, because we love hearing from you.
We were a little quiet this week because Julia was selflessly helping me move apartments. If you guys doubted at all that we were actually best friends, Julia just passed the best friend test, number one of two, which is to help me move. I don't think I'm taking you to the airport yet.
No, but I don't think so.
I will at any time. But no, it's all good. Also, so this episode we recorded several months ago, actually, soon after we launched the podcast with our friend Matt, who is such a great guest. He had so many great stories to tell. You can tell he's an actor, right? Because
yeah.
He had like just great way of speaking.
He did great Foley work. There was a lot going on there.
Yes, and we were also drinking this, I don't know, dubiously acquired bottle of super vintage Jack Daniels.
We cut the story, but basically a guy that was friends with Matt left a bottle of, like, vintage whiskey at his house.
That he got from his grandma's house after she died.
Right. Dude was a dick.
Yeah.
Never spoke to Matt again. And Matt, out of spite,
kept
drank
the Grammy
all the whiskey.
Right. We drank it together. It was great. Anyway, point being, we hit the microphone stand at some point. So if you hear a little, like, weird thumping, that's what happened.
If you have a second, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us get the word out about the show. And we really appreciate, like, hearing what you guys think about the show. And
we do.
Spreading the love.
I know, the more countries we are reviewed in, I feel like our I don't know, our spooky reach is extending around the world.
Spooky reach, sure.
And finally, shouting out Alco Hollywood, who ran our first promo on another podcast.
Also, the episode is super good if you haven't listened
to
it.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
It's really creepy and weird and amazing, and it's like a pulpy Japanese horror, body horror movie, and it's, if that's up your alley, go listen to the episode right away, because it's amazing.
Yeah, they drink, they watch movies, it's really, really great. I love that there's this whole, like, drunk cast podcast universe we're part of now. So thanks, guys, and if any of you listeners have a podcast, want to feature us on a podcast, want to recommend us to be featured on other podcasts, you know, you'll just be our favorites. Enjoy Spirits Podcast episode 14, Ghosts of Orlando.
Today, we have a special guest with us. Because clearly I drink more than enough, we invited our bartender friend, Matt.
Hey.
Matt is going to come and talk to us about a, not so much myth or legend, but like a super weird kind of mystical element that comes from his hometown down in Central Florida. You want to start us off, Matt?
Well, for sure. For sure. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Our pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you for bringing us some Spiteful Granny whiskey.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Casadega, Florida. Casadega, Florida, stemming from Casadega, New York, full circle.
Interesting.
Where we sit right now.
Yes.
Well, not in Casadega, but in New York.
In New York, guys.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Casadega reminds me of Talladega Nights, which I hear is a film.
Casadega, Florida.
An outpost of the grander Casadega, New York.
There's two stories here.
Okay.
There's the story before I did research on Casadega, Florida, to be prepared. I have notes.
The authentic.
I have
grassroots
notes.
Story.
Those are my notes.
I like the sound effects this episode.
That's
like,
how everybody
I feel
knows
like they're already step
it up, man.
Yeah,
theatrical.
Listen, I brought
expertise.
It. I bring the noise. I bring the
a couple months into our launch already, but bringing the noise now.
That's okay.
Exactly.
Sometimes,
you gotta ramp up.
Listen.
Leave them something to you know enjoy.
That's it. Show a little bit of
shoulder.
That's
a little
it.
Bit of skin.
That's it.
All right.
So there's my story of Casadega, which is a 17-year-old driving about an hour and a half out of my town. It is still in Central Florida, but it's a ways away. I'm from, like, Orlando, and this is a little bit off the beaten path.
Cool.
So to get into Casadega, Florida, you essentially drive down this one-lane road.
Mm-hmm.
Up and down many hills.
High dramatic potential.
Now, you have to understand, too, this is Florida.
Right.
There's no hills in Florida. Florida
yeah.
is flat and under the sea level.
It's true.
You would think it's all swamps.
So to drive on hills in this place in general, odd. As you're going, and sometimes you have to pull off because people are trying to leave the town.
Naturally.
So every now and again, you should typically go during sunlight. That's a good rule. Don't, because at night it's a very scary situation.
That's a good rule for any place that's going to be on our show at some point.
Probably.
Don't go there at night.
Probably. That's a good, yeah. Good preface. So, as you're driving in, you start to lose cell phone reception, which I guess isn't crazy. Some places, you go to the subway, you lose cell phone reception.
You do.
You drive over hills in Florida.
You know, a little bit risky.
The subway slasher. That's a different myth
a
for a different
joke.
Day.
No, yeah.
Wait, no, that's
you might,
fact.
You might not know that 3 months out. But
no,
you know.
Right. There was a guy. Multiple guys. Maybe
people.
Girls. Who knows? I've never seen the Subway Slasher.
Me neither.
We don't want to be sexist about it.
No, exactly.
Equal opportunity slashers.
I hope it's a woman. Is that bold? Is that a bold thing to
that's
say?
It's a bold statement.
Like,
we might not agree with you.
It would be a plot twist.
No, that would be dope.
It would.
And I hope she's only slashing people that like catcall her.
I love that
That'd be
idea.
Nice, but I think it's mostly been
Head
women, which sucks.
Accepted.
Yeah. We've qualified the Subway Slasher.
Great.
There we go.
But probably not the case. So
losing cell reception as you go into Casadega.
So losing cell reception. And then the car's clock started to get funky and like wasn't keeping the right time.
Mm. This is X-Files shit right here.
Now this was also like before like everybody had like really dope cell phones. Like we still had flip phones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So are certain people's like cell phone clocks stopped working.
Oh.
Yeah. One or two still had, but like I personally had Sprint and Sprint in Casadega, Florida.
Fucked up.
Not working so hot.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in and it's a really small town and it's almost cute.
Yeah.
It's almost cute. There's this hotel that's super old that you walk through and it just feels like haunted. Everything there feels haunted.
Awesome.
You know, so all of the stories behind Casadega are that it's a spiritualistic commune, which is true. A lot of people think it's the third point of the Bermuda Triangle. It's not. I've just found that. But
good rumor.
Multiple
that's like
people. No, because I was
lore.
So I talked to my sister before I came here to like.
Oh my god, sources!
Yeah, well, no, just so I could be
research.
Like, you still live in Orlando. Like, what are your thoughts on
right.
Casadega? And that's one of the first things she said is like, well, it's the third point of the Bermuda Triangle.
Wow.
It's not.
Nice.
That's a great, like, dramatic point, though.
Now,
yeah.
But it is. It's,
see,
it's folklore.
Sounds legit.
Point geometry.
Hey.
Triangles.
That was too much for my drunken brain to really capacitate.
Over the head.
Yeah, that went well over it. It came back like a boomerang. But
nice.
But so there's many misconceptions. The other one, now this one I want to believe, and I haven't really found anything that disproves it. Some old woman. Dramatic pause. Who works at the hotel. Some old woman who works at the hotel as soon as you come in.
Yep.
She told us that everybody born in Casadega is typically a medium. And usually you live your whole life in Casadega and you die in Casadega.
Right.
Snap.
And they typically cremate and then dump ashes into Spirit Pond. Now, Spirit Pond, there's two lakes, and we're going to get back to it. We're going to find the specificity. So,
because if people want to recreate the journey,
that's
they
it.
Can go
they can
it.
Do it themselves.
Find the same old woman or her granddaughter. It's all the same.
Who knows?
Life and death,
maybe it's the
Boris,
exact same
et
person.
Maybe it is.
It's a very spiritualistic place, reincarnation. Who knows? They say that everybody dumps their ashes into Spirit Lake.
Yeah.
Spirit Lake is where you go. It's the resting place. Now, the founder of Casadega, Florida, who is George Colby. He is supposedly buried in between these two lakes. Now, there's also rumor that his body was shipped to New York and is buried in Casadega, New York. Mm-hmm. And then there's other theory that he was cremated and dumped in the Spirit Lake.
I'm hearing a lot of cool parallels about kind of like concentrating the power, right? Like keeping, if being born there imbues you with some special gift, when you're, you know, when you pass, your remains are returned to the earth from whence you came, sort of thing.
See, Amanda thinks of that. I go, I really hope no one's drinking out of that lake.
I don't think it's a source of...
Yeah, I would hope not.
It's not potable water.
I don't think so. Hope not. I don't know.
I hope you did not drink maybe any tap water when other you were in Casadega.
Maybe the other lake, yes. Whose name that I'm cannot remember.
I'm thinking of like
remember.
The two, like two ventricles in the heart, you know, kind of like...
Makes, more or less. Anyway. George is buried in the middle of this lake.
Yes.
Everybody's spirits...
Within it.
They live there. There's these specific places where the energy, you test it through... The rods.
Oh, the divining water, rods.
The divining?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And which have been used for like centuries.
That's just
it's super old. So Sonoma,
yeah,
right, is one of those
like
spots.
like a magnetic pole.
Yes, where it's super. Right. They call them vortexes.
Yeah. Interesting.
So Sonoma is one of those places. The Bermuda Triangle is one of those, and one of the strongest ones.
Casadega, Florida.
Is Casadega, Florida.
Yes.
So that's where. The idea of the town comes from is they tested this land.
Oh shit, and they chose it.
And they chose it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's a real story that we're gonna tell about how Casadega came to be.
All right.
But first we're gonna tell my story.
All right.
Because that one right, exactly. Yeah. That one had a little bit more je ne sais quoi. You know?
So we have the facts, right? Casadega is
founded, is a spiritualistic commune.
It is a spiritualistic commune.
Founded
in a vortex by this guy George Bell.
George Colby.
Colby.
And he was chosen.
Lived a life. And then was buried in between the lakes.
In between the lakes. He's in Casadega.
Cool.
But everybody that would... No, we're going to do that part second.
No, tell us about your time.
All right,
so I'm there.
The facts, and then you visit. You see
so
this
I'm at the hotel. The old woman tells us about Spirit... not Spirit Lake, Spirit Pond.
Spirit Pond.
I had to look that up.
In a pond.
Yeah. I swear she said lake, though. So we go to Spirit Pond. Before we go to Spirit Pond, because this is... We all get our palms read. Expensive as fuck, first of all.
That's probably how they make all the goddamn
like
money there.
$35 per person.
Damn.
Too much.
And we wanted to all go together, and they were like, nope, separate.
They don't let you do that.
Yeah.
But that shit was crazy. So that happened.
Set the mood with some palm reading. Nice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit, it's like dusk. It's getting dark. We're right on the cusp, so like.
Which we don't want.
So let's hit Spirit Lake to find out about it. Now, the other thing about Casadega, one road. Goes all the way through the entire town.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So you ride on one road for like 10 minutes to get through.
Yeah.
You pass by every single person's house and every single thing. And to get to Spirit Lake, you have to take that road.
Yep.
But it's the first thing as soon as you hop on that road. So we hopped on that road, got out. Now, two of the people that we were with were too, like, even shook to get out of the car.
Really?
Damn.
But me and my friend were like, I'm going.
Based on reputation?
Based on reputation or just, like, they were, like, feeling some vibes
going
on?
Well, reputation, they were shook from the reading.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And so it was a combination. It was getting dark.
Yeah.
And there's a chair. Hold on. I have to find it. Because it's one of, so there's this folklore. It goes, like, all over. It's called The Devil's Chair. The Devil's Chair is this thing. There's one in London. There's one in Illinois. There's one. They're all
I'm
over.
Puzzled.
But it's this place where if you dare to sit there, supposedly you will talk to the devil.
Real chair, rock formation chair.
No, so for this one, the one in Casadega, Florida, which Google it if you don't believe me, is this bench that's right at the edge of the lake.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And if you leave a beer can there, the next day the beer will be gone.
Uh-huh.
But it won't be opened.
The devil is oddly specific.
The can won't be opened.
The can is empty.
The can is empty, but sealed.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Multiple people say that's what happens. Or that it's open, but probably that's like a person that drank it.
Is the devil like really specific, like he'll only drink PBRs or like
in Florida, maybe. You know. Just knowing that it's in
Natty
Florida,
Light.
it might be some Natty Bo, it might be some Natty Light, who knows?
What's Natty Bo?
Natty Bo is the Maryland like DMV version of Natty Light. I wanted to shout right. that out for all your DMV viewers, which I'm sure there might be one of. Maybe three, who knows?
We'll see.
Maybe 300.
Tweet us and let us know.
Let's find out. We get out of the car, me and my friend, and I started running towards the lake. This is a young, spry, let me find out about it. And I thought everybody came out with me. And it turns out, like, as far as I was essentially alone.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, no. Never
so
a good
I
thing.
Whipped my head back around to see if anybody was by me because right. I swore there was somebody next to me running.
Oh, God.
And I turned my head, and for everything, I put my life on this. I saw this red orb, and it shot past me.
Oh, no.
And I followed it, and it went straight into the lake.
Oh,
and
no.
I fucking stopped, and I turned around. And I went right back to the car and I said, it's time to go. Fucking go. We don't need to be here anymore. Now,
wow.
That's just my personal experience. Never told any of these friends about this.
Really?
This is for me and me alone.
They were just like, I guess it's time to go.
It's a, but.
Wow.
Oh, never in my life.
So let's deconstruct it. Did you feel any vibes?
When I was running to the lake, yeah. I was certain I was surrounded by people. It felt as if there was something else.
Like all your friends were with you kind of thing?
Yeah. I guess it was good. It was definitely like I was on an adventure and somebody was with me.
Right.
Sure.
It wasn't like something was chasing you.
No, not at all. And to turn around and to see that.
Wow.
It was odd. It was fucking terrifying, to be honest. But
were there ripples in the water when it went in?
No, that would be some shit. No, but it did shoot straight into the lake.
Yeah.
And that was the...
Seamless, like a dolphin just going
more
into
or less.
The water.
It just disappeared.
Or like an Olympic Chinese diver.
It was just
diver.
A red circle that vanished as soon as it got to the lake.
Oh,
and that fucked
that's
me
pretty,
up.
That's pretty unexpected.
It was... Yeah. Yeah, for
I
sure.
I mean, like, in real life, but thinking about, like presences that you see, you can see, like, a glowing
Well, if you watch, like dumb shit like I do, like, fucking Ghost Adventurers or any of that bullshit, like, that's how they describe,
True.
That's how anybody that ever sees spirits describes seeing them
they
as
love
orbs.
A good orb.
Not yeah. as, mm-hmm. not as beings.
The red's very distinctive to me.
As,
Maybe
it was
a dusk.
Red.
Yeah.
It was dusk. The sun was setting, so... I hop back in the car. We're fucking done here. My friend's like exploring. He won't sit in the devil's chair because he's afraid.
Right.
But he like walks up to it and explores.
That seems like
it.
A good human instinct.
Yeah, Rye's the man. He knew what was up. So he eventually comes back to the car and we drive through this one road to get out. Now I'll never forget this. It was very specific. 12 deer on this road at separate times ran out in front of our car.
Like, almost hit them? Or
no, like, we would
okay.
stop. We weren't going that fast. We were slowly. We were looking at the town. We were seeing
sure.
how people lived. Very backwoods, deliverance-esque living.
Nice. Fair enough. Like, rusted bicycles in the front yard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I know.
Rusted lots of stuff.
You know.
I've driven through Florida once or twice.
Exactly. It was very backwoods. But... I'll never forget.
12 deer.
Specifically 12. I don't know what that number means.
I'm trying to think, like, what could that represent?
It wasn't 13.
Like, did
that'd have been fucking terrifying.
That would be terrifying.
Thank God it didn't get
You just
get
didn't
to
see the one that crossed behind you
right.
guys.
Oh, right.
That was pretty good.
And that was the last one, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
So we get
And whoever got out of
the
car first
one,
is going to die
one
first.
Is still going to cross your path.
Who knows? Maybe that's a very...
So,
important
like,
thing for me.
Better hope you don't see no deer in the future, because means you might gonna die soon.
Maybe that's how I'll die.
Ooh.
I'll be trampled.
I didn't
want to
say it,
deer.
But that's what I thought.
Oh, I went there
in front of your car, and
who knows?
Boom.
I was gonna say like if there was 13, whoever gets out of the car first is the one who dies first.
Yeah, easy. That'd have been not me. I was done. I was done getting out of the car. And then we rode through the hill. It was dark by the time we finally got to the front of the town and onto the hill. And that was fucking terrifying.
Cool
and then
experience.
We finally got out of the hills and got cell phone reception and became people again. But that was such a specific experience. And there is, you can, as soon as you get on those hills, you feel different.
Something.
You
right.
you feel different.
Sure, you're isolated. There's all this mythos around you.
Right.
It's
but
it feels like a different era.
It's an energy.
Wow.
And it is, it does feel like a different era. Because the town itself is super old, was established a long time ago, but my person, that was my personal experience with Casadega, Florida.
What else exists about this town?
Now, Casadega, Florida, a lot of people where I'm from anyway, the story is that it's the third point of the Bermuda Triangle, which it's not.
I see.
It's not. It's its own separate thing. It has the vortex the same way the Bermuda Triangle, and that's how it gets swept up.
The divining vortex.
But it's not the same. They're two totally different places.
Uh-huh.
The real story of Casadega, Florida is kind of fucking crazy, hilarious, and like spooky.
Historical simultaneously. Story. Yes.
The historical, the truthful story.
Listen, man, this is all your truth.
That's true. That was my personal truth. This is, I'm bringing out my notes now.
Here we go. Oh, sound effects.
Yup. So the truthful story, George Colby, 27-year-old medium.
Our founder.
Our founder of Casadega. He would oftentimes go to this spiritualistic seminar that would happen in this town in New York that was adjacent to Casadega.
Yep.
So he would stay in Casadega along with a lot of the other mediums and people a part of the community at that time, which was in the
1800s. I was going to say, what time period are we talking about? Like late 1800s, probably?
Late to mid 1800s.
Burned Over District in New York. Look it up, people. It's like the big old cult area.
Ooh, probably where Casadega is. I'm going to go out on a limb.
When Julia does her master's in American occultism slash cult history, small religious history. I don't want to be offensive.
American founded religions.
When we're talking about religions, we're talking about Casadega.
She's going to write about it.
Well, with that, it's definitely. Those... So that probably super synonymous.
Yep.
So he would go to these meetings every year. And
Casadega West.
We'll call it, Casadega Northeast.
There you go.
And one time. Well, he would basically follow whomever he was moved by.
Interesting.
So he went to Lake Mills, Iowa.
Wow. Sure. Pretty far afield.
Not anywhere near New York, or at least Casadega. Either of them.
Iowa is far from all of New York.
Iowa's far from all of New York. The whole kit and caboodle.
Whole thing.
So he was met by an Indian spirit named Seneca.
Seneca Falls?
Seneca was a dude from history.
A Roman dude.
No, but like also, like, I think they gave a Native American chief the name Seneca.
Totally believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
classic Westerners. You have a name, gonna stop me right there. This is your new name.
You're now named Philip.
You're done here.
Good for you.
Live and let live. So Seneca told him to head south. This is what it said. It specifically said to him. I wasn't there. I couldn't tell you.
No one was.
Now, this is 1875.
Yeah.
Seneca says, a Congress of Spirits has selected Florida for the establishment of a great spiritualistic center, and Colby has been chosen to lead its creation.
That sounds like how Walt Disney picked Disney World.
More or less. Probably.
It sounds like a Florida statesman / capitalist trying to populate his new land grab. We own that from the Spanish Nate by 1875. Probably trying to populate the industrial expansion.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah.
Whoever's pocket Seneca was in.
The spirit of Seneca
got a little plumper that day.
And he told Colby, who was with somebody else, but he was obviously the chosen one. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even write that other person's name down. Doesn't
Too
matter.
Bad.
Not a part of the story.
History will not remember you.
Boom. You done, son. So Colby makes his way from Iowa to Florida in fucking 1875.
That's a long journey.
That shit should take a minute. He got there in a year. He got there in under a year.
Yeah,
he got to Florida in 1875.
He was booking it.
Now, Florida, like, total swamp. Not even partial swamp. Total swamp.
Full blown Z's.
Yes.
You don't want to be there. So he's going off of this vision that he saw with Seneca.
Yeah.
Who's not a... It was an Indian spirit.
Yeah.
Named Seneca. Not a person.
Not a guy.
Not a dude.
Oh, just the apparition.
No,
it's an apparition.
Straight up, just no dude walked up to him and was like, this is what you should do.
These
no,
dudes
it's like
are
like
in Iowa having a seance.
Silvery...
And this thing comes out of the woodwork.
Literal woodwork.
Telling him, Florida.
Wow.
You know? So he gets to Florida and he gets to different spots and he's like, nope, Not it. Not it. Keep not going. It. Nope. Nope. Not it.
Not
keep
Casadega going. South.
Was he doing like the divining rods, or he was just looking at it? He's like,
probably
nah.
A little bit of column A, column B all type right. Situation. Gotcha. Felt it out. He was like, mind's eye.
Wants
not
to validate
it.
His assumption.
Let's
nope.
Go. This looks close because all this shit looks like swamp, but it's not it. Let's keep going. So they eventually get to Casadega, yeah. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
There's hills here.
This rod's going crazy. There's wow. Hills here.
Two lakes. Good sign.
Two ponds.
Two ponds.
Couple
I'm
ponds.
So sorry.
It's okay. I thought it was lake. I really, really did.
Yeah.
Fucking spirit pond. It'll get you.
Maybe that's like Wikipedia revisionism. Maybe someone
it might be.
To know.
It might be. Because yeah. That woman told us spirit lake. And
I
for years, I
wisdom.
Regurgitated spirit lake.
Let's do
would,
old lady wisdom, though.
But if you Google it, it says spirit pond. So George makes his way to Casadega. The rods tell him what's good. He feels it. He saw it. He got
the
there and he
validate
was,
his assumption.
I'm going to say, and I don't know this to be true, I'm going to say he got there before the rods even came out the pocket. He was like,
he knew.
Yo.
He knew.
He didn't even.
My have, mind's eye.
He didn't
put
even have
rod,
to whip out the rod.
Wow.
Put the rod away, Daphne.
Wow.
I know.
You know, if he was thorough, he whipped out the rod.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like to territory. Think of George Colby as being a thorough individual.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So
you can't just be founding Casadega South willy nilly.
I mean,
you can't just start filling
Seneca.
If you're not
right. It would be super disrespectful to Seneca.
It would be
more
you
than
gotta,
anybody.
Got to honor
Seneca would be
the native apparitions.
Deeply offended.
There's
for
the
sure.
Whole land grabbing of his continent, but like.
But
seconds,
past that.
Secondly, right, he would
Seneca.
Be also offended.
So
but someone would ignore.
He was telling this white man to take his land. So,
more
you
or
know.
Less, right? That like, what
it
was he to do?
Legit.
What was he to do? 27
right.
Years old, talking to fucking spirits. Might as well just take some land. So he gets there. They settle. They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
They invite people there.
Yeah.
Now the first,
gotta.
Like, original settlers of Casadega, Florida, were scholars. Were very
wow.
Affluent, super super wealthy, hyper wealthy. For the time.
Yeah.
And they were coming down there for knowledge. Very intellectual individuals.
That antebellum 1%.
You know, right. Right. At the time. Who knows how they got their money? Let's not even.
Let's not think about it.
That's a different
that's
time,
fine.
Different place situation.
They're in the South. We know.
We know. We know. But they came from the North. I mean, these are people that came
yeah, yeah.
That would travel
North
to New York.
Also complicit in slavery, but
true.
Not as.
But at the time, these were people that were traveling to New York.
They were seekers.
So they had money to move anyway. So they moved to Casadega and they settle it as a true town. And the state of Florida finally granted them 35 acres of land.
Not very much, but
not they, very much.
Yeah.
The whole town, even to this day, is only 55.
Hmm.
It's not a big town. It's a spiritualistic commune. I guess it's almost even, it's not a town.
Gotta retain that bespoke town feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, right on the cusp. They finally get the grant to be existent because they were just living there essentially illegally, but they
yeah.
Got the land deed. And then they became not a religion, but they
spiritualistic community.
They're a spiritualistic community that got that is tax exempt to this day.
So at this point, it is a spiritual.
It's a religion.
It's a religion.
I mean, it's a religion. It's looked at.
Mm-hmm.
By the government.
You don't get that tax exemption for nothing.
For nothing.
Though apparently it's super easy to get tax exemption
it
as
took,
a religion.
It took Scientology a good while.
Well, yeah, because Scientology was like, you know, charging people money.
And then
shit.
Just taking that.
Oh,
money.
Yeah. And like,
all around Hubbard. Although I will say, George Colby, very Hubbard-esque if you think about it.
Really?
Did he also start as a science fiction writer?
No, that would be the...
He's got
the,
that going for
but you know
least.
What?
It is the industrial age.
Right.
Right?
So
everyone's a little bit steampunky.
Right.
Just in
he probably
the
wore
era.
The goggles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
in
know?
His goggles and top hat.
In his stagecoach.
Right, for sure.
Sidebar, I love how when we think about, like, people moving west or, like, stagecoach, you know, Oklahoma Plains, blah...
Right.
They just have like one suitcase and a hat box.
That's it.
Like that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Maybe
that's all
the
you
hat
need.
Box.
Right. Maybe
the
not
hat
even
box has like the good stuff. I assume.
Was the hat box like the night table? The what is it called? The
nightstand
drawer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where you kept your watch,
the
wallet,
hat box was
keys,
a nightstand drawer.
iPhone.
You know,
they had everything
paraphernalia,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
However we want to say it.
For
you gotta
sure.
Keep your opium pipe somewhere.
For sure.
You have to keep that opium pipe somewhere.
You do.
So if. Modern day,
yep.
Basically, they refute any type of what that lady told us about Spirit Lake. That's like detested. They swear that that's not the case. Many people say so, that ashes don't go back into the lake. They're buried like normal people. There's a cemetery there, actually. So, to some extent, that might be true.
Or it's all a ruse.
Right.
They move the bodies, but keep the... They move the headstones, but keep the bodies like they do in Poltergeist.
Spirits was created by Julia Schaffini and me, Amanda McLaughlin. It's edited by Eric Schneider with music by Kevin McLeod and visual design by Allison Wakeman.
Subscribe to Spirits on your preferred podcast app to make sure you never miss an episode. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at Spirits Podcast.
On our Patreon page, patreon.com/spiritspodcast, you can sign up for exclusive content like behind-the-scenes photos, audio extras, director's commentary, blooper reels, and beautiful recipe cards with custom drink and snack pairings.
If you like the show, please share with your friends and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help.
Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.